direct from Orlando. It's blindbargains.com coverage of NFB 2018. Brought to you by Google. Our friends at Google are working hard to create great technology products for everyone. They're inviting you to participate in Google User Research Studies, where you can help shape the future of accessible products and features and get rewarded for it. Check out our tweet for the sign-up link at blindbargains or head to google.com/userresearch. Now, here's Chancey Fleet.
I am here with Scott Blanks. He's the Senior Director of Programs at the Lighthouse for the Blind and Visually Impaired in San Francisco, California. Hi, Scott.
Hey, Chancey. Thanks for having me on.
So you've got a booth in there in the exhibit hall, and one of the things that's drawing people over there is the steady sound of an embosser that is printing out T-maps that folks can pick up. Can you say a little bit about the T-map project?
Sure. So T-map stands for Tactile Mapping Automated Production. It's actually a service that got started way back in 2003, thanks to Josh Mealy of the Smith-Kettlewell Eye Research Institute. He ran it for a good 10 years, and then it took a break. Josh needed to do some other things, as people often do. And then we were able to partner with SKI a couple years later and get the project restarted. We produce tactile and print street maps. And these street maps can vary in radius from something around 0.4 miles to 1.5 miles, depending on the density of the area that we are mapping. And right now here at the convention at booth B22, we are working on a View Plus Columbia embosser. So we're just giving away tactile street maps here, no print, but they are coming out beautifully.
All right, and if folks aren't here at the convention, how can they get their hands on a T-map?
Yeah, so we have a store in San Francisco at the Lighthouse called Adaptations, where we sell a number of blindness products, and we can also source the maps through Adaptations. So if you need to, right now, we're only taking phone orders, but we hope to be online soon. The number is 888-400-8933.
Okay, and how much is it to get a T-map?
It's approximately $20, a little bit more with the San Francisco tax. What you'll get in the package is 3 scales of the map, along with a key listing all of the streets labeled on the map, and an intro page that describes a little bit about the map and how to use it.
Sounds good. And what are some of the other products that Adaptations carries if somebody might want to make a phone order with a couple items in it?
Absolutely. So we have a range of blindness tools, everything from slates and styli to canes, watches, talking, and tactile. We sell a number of bump dots. So from low tech to high tech, we have some video magnifiers as well. And of course, our store is a wonderful place to visit in person, but we can take those phone orders as well.
I really appreciate your proper use of the plural, styli. Thank you for that.
I try.
So in addition to that, you oversee programs for children and adults, and some of them are residential learning opportunities, short-term residential, there in San Francisco and also up at the camp. Can you tell us a little bit about what's available?
Absolutely. So Lighthouse, in the past couple years, moved to a new location on Market Street in San Francisco, downtown, and we built 30 beds on the 11th floor of our building. And so we are really looking at the idea that intensive, short intensive trainings are really effective for everything from technology to cooking to orientation and mobility in an urban setting. We also have our Enchanted Hills camp in Napa. It's a 300 acre facility where we have summer sessions that run from June through August, adult youth sessions. We have a woodworking shop. We also do music camps, horseback riding, and a number of other things. And so we work with all ages, and everyone is welcome to connect with us and learn more about the Lighthouse. We realize that there is a need in the Bay Area, but there's also a national and international need for folks to get training that is frankly not available often enough in the places where they live.
You run one short-term intensive, which is called Changing Vision, Changing Lives, and it got a favorable essay or review in the New York Times, and it's there for folks that are perhaps newly orienting themselves to blindness or to living with changed vision. Can you talk a little bit about what's included there and how folks can get funded to participate in that?
Absolutely. So Changing Vision, Changing Lives, we shorten it to CVCL, is something that we run 4 or 5 times a year. Sometimes it happens at Enchanted Hills Camp in Napa, sometimes in the urban setting of San Francisco. And we bring people in for about 5 days, and we touch on a number of topics. We want people not to be overwhelmed, but to be tantalized about what's to come. And often they do come in overwhelmed and not certain what the next step will be. And we try to sit down with them and talk about everything, but talk about it in a conversational, yet professional way. So to say, you know, yes, thinking about using a white cane is probably a good idea, but we're going to talk to you about what that would look like, what that would feel like. And we are welcoming anybody in who can take part in the program, and that includes people outside the Bay Area. We have a number of funding sources, and anybody who's interested should absolutely contact us regardless of their location within the United States or even outside the U.S. We'd love to talk to you and come up with solutions, whatever they might be.
You mentioned earlier kind of an international need, and on the international stage, there is the Holman Prize for Blind Ambition, and within a few weeks, I think, we're expecting some news there, right?
That's right. I'm not certain the exact timetable, but I do think within the next couple of weeks, we will be hearing about the next winners for the second annual Holman Prize for Blind Ambition. And this is a prize that looks to applaud and not sensationalize in any way, but really applaud people who want to adventure, people who want to extend themselves, and people who want to connect with new things and connect with the world in new ways. We had three winners last year, and we will have up to three winners coming up in just a couple more weeks, so we'll get to learn who those people are, where they are, and what they will be doing.
All right, so stay tuned. Scott, thanks as always for your work, and enjoy the rest of the convention and keep those team apps rolling.
Absolutely. Thanks, Chancey.
Thank you.
For more exclusive audio coverage, visit blindbargains.com or download the Blind Bargains app for your iOS or Android device. Blind Bargains audio coverage is presented by the AT Guys. Online at atguys.com.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys.
Copyright 2018.